All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, so I thought I should introduce another series, bro. I got so many series within this podcast. I honestly need to go through every episode just to see, like, all the different series that I done started and haven't really went through with them and stuff. That's always been a normal thing with me. I start a series and then immediately end that series and stuff, so that's what I honestly need to do. I should do that tomorrow when I go out. I should go and get me a journal, write down all the different series that I want to do, and then, yeah, just, you know, but I feel like that would be a lot, though. Like, I would have to, I don't know, like, I had to figure that out. I had to, instead of buying a journal, I'm like, bro, bump all that. I'll just go and do it off of my computer. I'm out here trying to be all old-fashioned. I'm like, bro, there is technology that I have, but anyways, no, I wanted to do a new series where I kind of just talk on my day, you know, just talk on stuff that I did today. Because, yeah, man, I be having a lot to talk about, you know, it's just there's so much on my mind. I'm like, bro, I gotta let this stuff out at times, you know. So, anyways, what did I do today? I think that might be the series and stuff, or the name of the series and things. But anyways, so, pretty much, lately I have been getting heavily into technology, meaning like I have been going out getting different types of I can't really say that I've been going and getting a bunch of different types. The biggest purchase I had to say recently that I made was I did get me some Apple AirPods. I got like the best versions that you can get. And I like them, you know. It's like, I mean, because the thing is this, I will say that much, that when you get an iPhone, you have to get AirPods. You cannot use any other AirPods and Beats by Dre. Those are the only headphones that work properly with iPhones. And then with Samsung or just Android based phones, I mean, because they got like the Google phones, and I think they got Google Buds. So yeah, Google Buds, Google phones, Samsung earbuds, Samsung phones, Apple earbuds, Apple phones. That's how that stuff works. But once when you start mixing and matching, it don't really sound as good, you know. I think Beats might be really, you know, the thing is this, even though like you can use like earbuds and headphones on a bunch of different phones, I will have to say Beats are, they're not, I wouldn't say all the way optimized for other phones. Like, they're usable, but they're more optimized for iPhones since Beats are owned by Apple and stuff. So, which is, you know, it's so weird how it's like they come out with all these different headphones, but I'm like, bruh, I'm pretty sure y'all can slap some earbuds in the, especially like them ones that wrap around your ear and they're not even noise cancellation. You can easily slap those in people's iPhones. They got rid of so many different things with the iPhones throughout the years. I'm like, man, that's crazy. But anyways, but that was like the first big purchase I had to say that I did recently. Within this year. And then the second was getting the Legion Go not too long ago. And yeah, that was probably probably will be the biggest purchase that I made and stuff. But no, then today I go out. So yeah, today I went out to the mall. There's this like really, it's probably like the most popular mall in Washington State. But anyways, don't really want to say its name for, you know, protective reasons, because I don't want people to go up there and start going crazy. But I feel that people, you know, if they want to do some deep diving, yeah, you know, they'll probably figure out that mall and be like, oh, I'm going to go up there and go crazy because T-Moz Boss talking about it and stuff. I really don't know at the end of the day who's listening to my podcast episodes. You know, I've said before, I got stalkers, bro. So anyways, but I went up to the mall. Went into, there's this reselling store that I'll go into from time to time, and I just went in there not too long ago and got it was these yellow and black Air Jordan 12s, and I was like, I need to do a video on those. I probably might do it sometime tonight. But nah, man, it's like I have been wanting those shoes for a minute now. And what's crazy is like, so I get the shoes, but the shoes got like a scuff mark on it. I'm gonna call it a birthmark, because that's what it does kind of look like that in a way. And yeah, I'm like, I got birthmarks going around my body and stuff. So I'm like, I might as well, you know, stop criticizing these shoes. Cause I passed on them a couple of times. I was like, bro, what's this? I'm like, you can't. I came home, I tried wiping it off, didn't do nothing. So yeah, I was like, dang, man. But I'm like, you know what? These shoes are gonna probably sit. So I might as well buy them and things. You know, people ask, I'm like, yeah, it's a sneaker birthmark, you know, if anybody asks about it and stuff. But anyways, I went in there today. I saw these Air Jordan 11s, and if you guys know me, you know I like Air Jordan 11s, but the problem was that the shoes were suede, like the upper was suede, and I'm like, I already know if I wear those, I'll say they look so nice too. They were like, it was black at the bottom, white midsole, black up top, have these like gold, like the shoe, the end of the shoelaces were gold, and then they had like a gold Air Jordan emblem and stuff, and then I think it was on the back, the 23 was gold, and I'm like, bro, they look so nice. And then they had like the, so you know what, like if you know what Air Jordan 11s look like, then you know like the most Air Jordan 11s, they had that patent leather. It wasn't even patent leather, it was like this bumpy material. It looks so nice, bruh, and I'm like, I really wanted them, but I was like, I don't know, man, I couldn't pull the trigger on it. I was like, I really, maybe, one day I might get them, but for now, I'm like, nah, I think I'm gonna chill on it and stuff, but nah, man, they look so nice, and I was like, okay, you know what? Can't think of any other, places, because I did go to, so this mall, besides that store, it has a Foot Locker, it has a Champs, and it has a, I'm pretty much telling you guys the mall without telling you the guys is like the mall name and stuff, but regardless, you know, but and then it also has a Chic store. Hold on for one second, because I'm currently watching wrestling right now. SmackDown just went off, AEW is getting ready to come on, let me change channels real quick. All right, I'm back. So just had to change channels to AEW Rampage, you know, because yeah, I'm still, regardless of whether I'm doing a podcast episode or not, I'm always gonna be a wrestling fan. So anyway, excuse me, but so I did my rounds at the sneaker stores. Here's the thing. So I went into Champs. No, did I go in the Foot Locker? I went in the Foot Locker first. And didn't see anything on the shelves, although I did see like a couple of pair of shoes. I was like, oh, those look nice. And then that was something that I told myself that I wanted to start doing this year, was getting like shoes that I don't own and stuff, like getting something different. Cause I'm like, okay. So I was like, I bought me a pair of Air Jordan 5s. I've already had 5s before. I've already had 12s. What other shoes have I gotten? 4s. I'm out here getting shoes. All right, I got ones this year. I pretty much done got every shoe besides shoes that I don't own. And there was these one pair of shoes where I think they're like Cosmic or something like that. It's like these like basketball looking shoes and stuff. Then they had these Steph Curry shoes that I had my eyes on, and I'm like, bro, where are all these shoes coming from? But the Steph Curry shoes, though, they look like that they would crack easily. I'm like, I don't know, maybe if they had, like, a different type. But they kind of reminded me of, the Foamposites a little bit. Like, just that material that they had on the outside. It just reminded me of a Foamposite a little bit and stuff, so. But it just looked like a shoe that would crack easily. Like, it would be a shoe where I'm like, I don't know if these would be, like, a long-term shoe. But they look nice, though. I was like, I don't know, maybe I might get those. Like, if I go up there and they still have them, yeah, I might cop me a pair and stuff. Because, yeah, they were retro and stuff. So I was like, all right, you know, I've had me a couple of pairs. Like, there's these one Currys that I got where they were kind of like, you know how, like, LeBron James, he got, like, them side shoes, like, the Witness and things. And I think there's, like, some other, like the side Jordans and not like the Air Jordan line. So yeah, there is a pair of Currys that I got, and they're like a side shoe. And then there's like the official shoe that he be wearing out on the court and stuff. But it's weird. Like, oh, you know, it's crazy how like you never see where basketball, at least I don't. I'm like, I don't see where basketball players be wearing like their side shoes and stuff. I think like they got like the line of shoes that they wore on the court, and then they got them side shoes where it's like, okay, like the coach might be wearing it, or you might see somebody on the side wearing it or something like them. Them people that'll go out in the court and they clean when the basketball player falls down and stuff. So yeah, you might see them guys win, but you don't never see the athletes. My thing is this: if I'm an athlete and I got a bunch of different types of shoes, I'm wearing them all. I'm like, I ain't gonna just wear one shoe and that's it. I'm wearing all the shoes, unless it's a contract thing, then okay, but I'm wearing all my shoes. If I was an athlete, yeah, I'm doing that. So but anyways, then I went into Champs, and Champs done changed around. I'm like, for those that know what mall I'm talking about, and if you go into Champs, if you a sneakerhead like me, and you know me and all that stuff, yeah, that how they got it looking now, I'm like, bruh, that Champs store was looking weird. I was like, nah, bruh, if I go back in there, I'm like, nah, bruh, they have to have a pair of shoes. I'm just gonna ask one of the, and it's funny because it was like three different people asked me if I needed any help, because they could tell, I think they could see the look of, even though I had a mask on, I bet they could see it in my eyes. The look of confusion that I had, I was like, bro, what store is this? This isn't Champs. I don't feel like a champion going into this store. I feel like that I'm on the edge of losing, bruh. What is this store right now? So yeah, I was losing it in that store because I was like, bro, I don't know what I'm looking at. I don't know what's going on and stuff. So I was like, you know what, forget it. I'm going to go over to GameStop. So I wanted to see if they actually had this racing game. So I played the PC version, but the console version actually looks better, even though I know people are going to probably disagree and be like, oh no, what are you talking about? The PC version is 100% better. There's this racing game called Assetto Corsa. And yeah, I know everybody going to be like, bro, what do you mean? It's all like, nah, the PC version is so much better. You know, to some people it might be, but I'm like, with me, I like to just get straight on into a game and start playing it. I was playing that game, and yeah, I was like, bruh, they got like a lunger, and then they got where you go to the game, and then when you're done with the game or with the race, then you gotta go back to the lunger, and then when you're done with that, then you gotta go. That's just too much going back and forth, bruh. So I did record a video, and that video is gonna be a while before it gets posted, because I got like 600 plus streams. It's either 600 or 700 streams that I need to post on my gaming or publish on my gaming channel, so it's gonna be a while before I upload any like newer videos and stuff. Yeah, it's gonna probably be some months and things, but anyways, but yeah, I was all like, you know, I was playing the PC version, I'm like, nah man, this is weird. But I did watch some videos on the console version, I'm like, yeah, I might try that out at some point in time if they got like on sale or something. Yeah, I might try it out. So but anyways, so I went into GameStop, so I was looking, didn't see the game, and I should have known, because it was like, the game was, it's old. The game came out like 10 years ago and stuff, and I think the console version came out maybe a year, so like 9 years ago. The game's old, alright, so, but anyway, so, I go in there, and I remember, before when I went in there, it was actually, what game did I just recently, oh, the Hot Wheels game. So I just recently got this Hot Wheels game. And when I was leaving, I seen that they had a Steam Deck in there and stuff. So I was all like, oh, you know, I might go in there and see what the Steam Decks are all about. So I've been wanting to get me a Steam Deck because I was like, I wanted to do a video where I compare the Steam Decks, my Asus ROG Ally, my Legion Go, and just kind of do like a comparison video and let everybody know. Because when I see all these different videos, I feel like that there's things that they leave out. So I'm like, yeah, I want to do my own spin of those videos and things. So, but anyway, so I went in there, look for the game, and didn't see it, and so then that's when I started looking at the Steam Deck, and so I was going in there thinking, like, okay, they probably only gonna have the original Steam Deck, they're most likely not gonna have the OLED and stuff. So I went, I asked the lady, I played my cards, I'm like, okay, you know what, this might be my one and only shot, let me just see what they got going on. So I went up to the woman, nice woman too, nah, she was cool, and you know, so, but anyways, go up to her, and I asked her, I was like, you guys got any Steam Deck OLEDs? And so GameStop's got it set up where you have to be a pro member to get it. So I was like, bruh, thank God I renewed my card, because I don't know if it had been a situation where it's like, oh, so I gotta, like, renew my card, and then I gotta get, because I probably would have passed on it. I probably been like, nah, bro, I ain't trying to renew my card and then do this. And you know what? Knowing me, I probably would have got it. I probably would have renewed my card and stuff, because I really wanted to get this OLED and thing. So, anyways, so I was like, I asked her, I was like, do you guys, is that, so I don't know why I asked, but I was like, is that disc, because I thought that was the only one that they had. And I was like, is that Steam Deck that you got on display, is that for sale? And she was all like, not that one, but we do have other ones and stuff. But yeah, you have to be like a pro member and all that stuff. I was like, oh, do you guys have any OLEDs? And then that's when, how did she word that question again? Pretty much she wanted to know if I was a pro member and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, no, they got me on that. So I'm like, nah, trust me. I'm like, I am a pro member and stuff. That's crazy, though. Even, oh, man, I'm trying to think. I've never bought a new console from GameStop. Like, I think, yeah, when I got my Xbox, I got that from Walmart. I got my PlayStation from the Sony website. But yeah, I've never got like a new product. So I don't know if it's like that with all products or just the Steam Deck OLEDs. But Yeah, I guess if you if there's like a really popular GameStops in your area, they might, or if there is a GameStops that does have the Steam Deck OLEDs, because there's the other GameStops that I'd be going to where I'm like, nah, they don't look like they have OLEDs. They don't look like they have anything in their Steam related. They might have like the gift cards, the Steam gift cards, but I don't know about no other extra stuff and things. So, but anyways. And it was surprisingly, they had, both, types where they got, like, the, she has the OLEDs, but they had, like, the 512 gigabyte ones, and then they had the 1 terabyte ones. So, of course, me, I gotta go all out. I was like, nah, let me go ahead and get that 1 terabyte, because, you know, this might be something that I really like, and I might be wanting to get a lot of games on it, so on and so on. So, I'm like, nah, man, let me go ahead and get that 1 terabyte and things. I bought it. And, on the way home, I started regretting it. I was like, I don't know if I should have bought this. I was like, I already got me a Legion Go. I've been mainly playing that and stuff. I'm like, I don't know if I should have bought this. I'm like, I might should have waited on this and things. But no, once I had started playing it, it's actually solid though. Like, so the reason why I wanted to get me a Steam Deck, because it's a lot easier to play Steam games. I mainly play Steam games, although I do have, like, games, because I know you have to have, like, Epic Games to play Fortnite, and then there's Xbox and all that, so I was all like, okay, for the Legion Go, I'll have that, for that reason, but yeah, for, like, Steam games, yeah, I'll play, the Steam games off of the Steam Deck and things, since it's more optimized, because they have it set up where it's all, like, you know, Steam Deck, they have, like, their, you know how, like, so, like, the Legion Goes, they got, like, Windows 11, Steam Deck just got Steam, so it's, like, there ain't really, like, this big old giant like Windows 11 type stuff on the Steam Deck, although you probably can like jailbreak it or something to do it, but I ain't gonna do all that. I'm like, nope, I'm good. So anyways, but no, I like it. I played a little bit of CarX on it. CarX looks nice. I haven't played Helldivers on it. I probably am gonna play Helldivers on it at some point in time tonight, but no, it does look nice though. I was like, I have to say I do like it in things. It's solid. I just hope at some point in time they just make more games optimized for the Steam Deck, because that's one thing that I do like about Steam is that they let you know which games are optimized for the Steam Deck. So I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely going to be playing on that Steam Deck a lot, because yeah, it's like, then plus if they got like some offline games too, oh, I'm about to go crazy with it. No, and they do, they actually I might end up getting that, because they got that American Truck Driver simulator, so I might end up getting that game and then just playing it and stuff on the Steam Deck, and then yeah, you know, just having something to play, you know. So but, anyways, that was my day. You know, I might do, more of these, I guess, if I have some more adventurous days and things. But anyways, thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys, and peace.